Thanks for joining me this week on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports. And great show. I've been looking forward to here this week. I know I've had an ongoing series involving online fitness and things you can do not at a gym while we've been in a global pandemic here the last 3 months or so. And joined this week by a couple Radio City, former Radio City Rockettes, co-founders of the Jane Dew brand, JC Lambros and Danielle D'Angelo. And they have launched a new fitness app, and they're looking to grow online as well, as so many people have and so many companies have. And guys, thanks for joining me this week.
We're excited to be here. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, 5 years now, and you guys have kind of done it yourself. Great business ingenuity, and you know, you launched a studio, but now we've had a little difficult time. There's been studios that have closed, and or people were unable to get into the studio. So you guys, did you realize the need for, at this point in time, for the digital app?
We realized very quickly that we had to pivot, and we did so in 24 hours. Single day of classes with our quick pivot, and we were able to launch Jane Dew live stream as quickly as we possibly could. JC graciously turned her garage into our studio, and we, being totally self-funded, had to wear many, many hats and also learn how to not just, you know, perform and run the live stream studio, which is so new to us, but also how to run the camera, how to figure out all the technology and components that go with it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask next. How much did you guys have to come up, get up to speed on the technology needed? I mean, if you're going to do it, you want to do it right. So how quickly did you guys have to get up to speed, and what challenges did this pose for you, and maybe a funny story of something that happened along the way?
So we've had to really explore our options in that realm. Aside from that, audio is really tricky. And so within the first week, I think we went through like 6 different types of microphones until we found one that worked super efficiently and effectively. And when we're running the cameras, you asked for a funny story. Because we are not proficient in camera running, that's even how you say it, videography. Or just cinematography.
Oh, yeah.
You call whatever you want. But we oftentimes will chop people's heads off, so they'll be doing the workout with, you know, no head on top. But
you know, like chasing a butterfly, like, well, I have a thought, or, you know, in some other place in our head in the business, and then I'll look down, and Danielle's standing up, and she has no head on
her. She has no head, because we have to really run time. We're actually running the camera. So that's pretty funny when that happens. But our community is so supportive. And are
forgiving.
And forgiving. And the chat feature that we have through our platform allows us to really stay connected with them, which has been so important to us throughout all of this and to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are doing a great job growing very quickly. It's janedew.com is the website. We're joined by JC Lambros and Danielle D'Angelo, a cross-training regime by women for women, and just a workout variety, and it caters really to everything that women have been wanting for years and years, energy-driven, musically charged. What do you guys hear from your clients, the subscribers? Do they give you input on what they like, and then also what they want maybe to come in the future?
Yeah, we definitely keep our ears open and encourage our community to provide their suggestions. And we have an ever-evolving methodology, so it prevents plateau, it also prevents boredom. So it's super fun, super engaging, and very effective as well. And it's also given us an opportunity to reconnect with Janes that have moved out of the area, because to your point, now we can be everywhere.
Yeah, based in New Jersey, but that doesn't limit the reach that you guys can have across the country and across the world. Classes are 50 minutes, total body workouts. And it's the time goes fast. Kind of the reviews I was seeing, it's fast paced, but not stressful. And I think the women of today, all ages, appreciate that. When you guys were going through workouts and auditions for the Rockettes, how stressful was that? And how do you take maybe what you experienced with that and kind of tone it down to the every woman?
Yes, I think being professional dancers, you get really acclimated to the word no, because you hear it a lot more than the word yes. But I think what we can confidently say about our time with the Rockettes is it showed us the power of women coming together to achieve something great. And at Jane, we like to measure our success by the gains and not the losses. We don't talk about weight loss. We feel that every woman's sexiest body is her confidence. So we should measure things by how women feel. We take pride in that. And anything else that you can say about Rockettes taught us?
No, I think you covered it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, the iconic Radio City Rockettes, over the years inspired a lot of girls to get into dance, and magical performances. You guys are growing now, Jane Dew, over 155% in the last 3 months. And you're inspiring women, and giving them new levels of strength and confidence, while also they get healthier. And that's really kind of the underlying theme, isn't it? You're indirectly affecting their psyche, but directly helping women get healthier.
100%. You know, our health is our best defense against this thing. So as soon as this happened, and we had to unfortunately close our 5 brick and mortar studios, it was important to us to keep our community strong and healthy and continue to feel powerful. Our mission is to build the largest community of the most powerful women. So everyone that's out there, we want you to join this powerful community and tune in and work out with us, sweat with us, and keep moving and stay healthy.
Yeah, Jane Dew is not just a standalone website. It is a growing community. And, as other women and young girls, guys, search Instagram and they're on social media, maybe they see some things as far as women's bodies that aren't realistic to them. And there's, that's been a problem for years is, girls wanting the perfect body rather than the perfect body for themselves. What do you do when you get questions or people come up to you, asking how they not only can maximize their body but feel good about themselves?
Yeah, we always say that confidence comes from doing. And the more you do something, the better chance you have at gaining more confidence in said thing, whether it's working out or whether it's anything that's applicable to your trade or your job. So what we typically encourage people to do is try it, keep doing it, and the benefits are, for us, the feeling, but you're right. Your body is impacted also in a positive way by participating and being a part of our community. And if you like what you're doing, it won't feel like a workout. So whether that is participating in Jane Dew or going for a walk or something as small as taking the stairs or taking out the garbage, it is all exercise. And the byproduct of that is that you are going to feel healthy and feel good about yourself.
Yeah, it looks like what you guys do, it's not a workout. You dread going to the workout. It's I think the women are looking forward to the next workout, which is key and which is going to measure your success. We're wrapping up here with J.C. Lambros and Danielle D'Angelo. And guys, where do you think this heads now for the rest of this year and into the future? I know you guys are pretty agile and you're always planning your next move. What does this mean for you guys?
Well, we know that in order to be the most powerful version of yourself, it takes more than just physical confidence. It takes financial confidence and it takes sexual confidence. So we are excited to expand our ecosystem into some of those other facets of female empowerment so that we can truly create the largest community of the most powerful women.
Yeah, you're well on your way. Guys, thanks for coming on. JaneDew.com. I'll put all the information and the website in the show notes along with pictures of you guys. You guys are fantastic. Keep doing great work, and can't wait to see what you guys have coming up next.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.